Tzadik Baal Na'ir Ose Roshem. When the Tzadik comes to the city, he makes an impact. He makes you write Rishimot, makes you write some notes. Rav Amar was here yesterday. He gave a great shiur. Let's just review exactly what he said, as a lot of people were a little bit confused by the sweet, awesome Moroccan voice, the deep, 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 Hamash, incredible voice of Rav Amar. Didn't really get everything he said. So just quick chazara. There's a question about the past 30 years or so. Everybody has spoken about it, about surrogacy, about surrogate motherhood. If you take a man and a woman get together, they want to have a child, but they cannot. So they can take their sperm and their egg and fertilize it and put it inside of another woman whose body will take care of that baby to full term, and then that baby will come out and go to the man and the woman. So who is the mother of that baby? The father of that baby, Beseder. We know whose sperm it is, but is it the egg that's Koveya? Is it the donor egg that's Koveya? Or is it the surrogate mother, the birth mother, who is Kova'at, who the motherhood of the child? That's basically what Rav Amar spoke about. And that goes two ways. If you take a Jewish egg and put it in a non-Jewish woman, will the baby be Jewish after the egg or non-Jewish after the birth mother? And the same thing is true if the egg is from a woman doesn't have eggs, but she wants to carry a baby, so she gets an egg from a non-Jewish lady. Is that going to be a Jewish baby inside of the Jewish lady, or is it going to be a non-Jewish baby inside of the Jewish baby? This is tremendous hashlachot, and if both mothers are Jewish, is there a problem of mamzerut, of arayot? Because who are the siblings of this baby? Very important to know. Machloket for the years and years. So Rav Amar said his opinion in one sentence is that you go by the egg. Period. You could have ended the shiur right there. But Rav Amar proved it also. First of all, he said when he discussed this, Rav Avadia, it was the longest halachic conversation he ever had on one topic with Chacham Avadia. It took 3 hours. And Chacham Avadia didn't want to take a stance. How often is this going to happen? Today, it happens all the time. And Rav Amar said it's going to happen all the time, so you have to take a stance. So he convinced Rav Avadia to take a stance. And the Maskana Rav Avadia agreed to it. Rav Amar says that you go by the moment of conception. The egg and that sperm, zeo, nothing else, everything else that happens is irrelevant. Rav Rosenthal was Rav Amar's Rosh Hashiva. He was also a tremendous Tamil Chacham. Rav Rosenthal said, Pashut, that the mother that you put it in, the woman that you put it inside of, is no more than an incubator. An incubator is not Morid, not Ma'ale, period, it's nothing. However, Rav Yashiv, when he didn't want to take a stance on this because he couldn't find the Ra'ayah. He thought it's correct to say like Rav Amar says, but he didn't want to take a stance. So Rav Amar said, okay, you don't have a Ra'ayah, I'll bring you a Ra'ayah. Here's a Gemara in Yivamot that says, Mi'uberishinit Gaira, Yivamot and Daf Ayin Chet, Mi'uberishinit Gaira, Vinayin Saif Tevila, a woman who is converting to Judaism and she's pregnant and she jumps into the mikveh, does not need to re-immerse her child when it is born. Because whether you assume Ubar Yarech Imo, whether you assume that the fetus is no more than another limb of the woman, just like her limbs, her bones, her blood, everything converts to become Jewish bones and blood, even though the water does not touch it, just like the rest of her body. Or you hold Ubar Lav Yarech Imo, that it is not a part of the body. It's a totally separate entity inside of her, but Hainu Revite, because this is the way it grows, it's not a chasisa, therefore the tevilah works, it's as if the ubar went through tevilah. That's literally what happened. It's just it was surrounded by the thing that it grows in, so it's not going to be chotzet. That either way you go, that child is a ger min ha-Torah. Now, that child, let's say he was conceived after the mother converted. He was conceived after the mother converted, min ha-Torah, it was a girl. That girl could marry a Kohen. Midrabanan, we say that the girl cannot marry a Kohen if she was conceived after her mother converted. Midrabanan. But if mi'uberet shnit gaira, she converted while she was pregnant with this girl, and that girl will be Asur Min HaTorah La Kohen. You see, that even though the fetus actually grew in a Jewish rechem, because the mother converted, it doesn't change the status of the fetus from what it was when it was conceived. It was conceived as a goy, became a ger, and even though it continued on inside of a Jewish mother, that doesn't change anything. Says Rav Amar, you see a raya v'ra from the Gemara, that you go by the egg and not by anything else. You could disagree with this raya, but that's basically the raya that he had. You could have ended the shiur there too. But Rav Amar said that some people ask questions from Zraim. Thinking about Zraim. Rav Amar is thinking about Zraim. And also other Gedolim are thinking about Zraim. You could have asked some questions from Zraim. The Gemara says in Masechet Sota that Yalada shesibicha bezikena. I took a, we're talking Hilchot Orla, the fruit that grows on a tree for the first 3 years are Asur bid Hana'a min HaTorah. So, and then after 3-4 years, you're fine. So let's say I take a branch from a Orla tree, it's less than 3 years old, and I graft it onto a Zikena, onto a tree that's well over 3 years old. The Gemara says, Batla Yalda Bezikena, that anything that grows on that Yalda branch, even though if it was on its own tree, it would be Asur min HaTorah b'Hana'a, because it's attached to the Zikena, it's Bitela to the Zikena, and any fruit that grow on it are going to become Heter. So you see what? The Yalda is the fetus in this Mashal, and the Zikena is the mother, the non-Jewish mother, or the surrogate mother, whoever it is, and whatever the status of the mother is determines the Halacha when it comes to the growth of the Yalda of the fetus. Huh? That's the question on this whole approach. How can you see Raya Birura that you go by the mother, the surrogate mother providing the nutrients and everything over the ikar, over the branch? Rav Amar said, very nice, keep reading. The halakha is, if you look in the Rambam, if it was carrying fruit when it was attached, those fruit were already Asur min HaTorah. Let's say it was a little thing. You attach it and it keeps growing and it gets bigger and bigger. It's hosif afilu ma'atayim. The shiur bitul when it comes to orla is not shishim. It's not me'avechad. It's ma'atayim. It's hosif ma'atayim. And even though that's a tarovet, it's still asur min HaTorah. Even though the whole past 99% of this was grown after the fact, lo mishaneh, it's going to stay asur. It's not batul b'tarovet. And it'll be stay asur. So you see what? If there's something on the ikar, you go by the ikar no matter what. That was when it went from being a kushyan of Amar to becoming a raya birura for what Rav Amar says. That you go by the ikar, how it was is what it stays, if there was something there. Ah, but there are at least two other Rambams, I was looking last night, there are at least two other Rambams that contradict this one. What happens if I have an onion and I put it in a vineyard? That's kilaim, kilei kilaim, that's min HaTorah, it's asur b'hana also. I put it in a vineyard and it grows a little bit. And then I take the vineyard away and then it keeps growing. So the Rambam says that only the part that was there when the vineyard was there is Asur. Everything that grew when you took the vineyard away is not Asur. So you have to figure out what happened over there. The Tosefet is Mutar. But over here, the Tosefet is Asur. So you have to be Miyashev that no, you have to read the Rambam differently. And then there was another Rambam that was contradictory that the whole thing is Mutar when you have gidulei gidulim. I take terumah, I plant it in the ground, and it grows. Okay, so it's asur. But then I take the seeds of that, and I replant it. That's gidulei gidulim. That's going to be mutar. So how do you explain that? So we have to explain that also. But either way, Rav Amar got rid of both of those questions by giving different answers from the Acharonim. And he said the ikar is like I said. The Rambam is a ra'ya for what I said. Because if there was something there from the beginning, and it continues that way, you go by the ikar, it stays all asur, even the tosefet is asur. At the end of the day, Rav Amar said that Zraim is a totally different tichum of halacha. The seed is destroyed, and the other way is also true. Let's say I have a tree that's well over Orla, it's a zikena, 10 years old. And I take that tree, I cut off a branch, and I replant it in the ground. You have to start Orla all over again. Because it's not a din in a new tree. It's a din in when you planted the tree. Whenever you have a new netziah, you have to start counting orla. When it comes to human beings, you take an egg, it doesn't get re-fertilized when you put it inside of a human being. You can't compare the two things. The preferable mashal is a regular incubator. He says, and all the yuchasin is a totally, he says, a regular incubator is the right way to say this. And then, he had a very important klal. When it comes to yisur v'heter, you have one set of klalim. You have rov, tarovet. You can have a tarovet of heter and yisur. But when it comes to human beings, there's no such thing as a tarovet, says Rav Amar. You can't have somebody who's half this and half that. Oh, chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. That's a halacha. Person who is owned by two people, he's an eved owned by two people. One of them frees his half of the eved, and the other one doesn't. That guy's stuck in limbo until the other one frees him. And if that eved goes, sorry, so what about that? The answer is that's dini mamonot. That's not yisur v'heter, that's dini mamonot. There's a ramification in yisur v'heter based on his mamonot status, but that's dini mamonot. But what do you mean, says Rav Amar? It says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say this eved, chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, goes and he sleeps with a married woman. He goes and he sleeps with an eshet ish. Regularly, ben eshet ish from another person is a mamzer. In this case, he's chatzi mamzer, chatzi kasher. So you see what? You can have a person who's vitar ovet. It's a question on everything of Amar said until now. He had a klal, there's no such thing as a mixture in human being. That's only nisur v'heter. Not in yuchasin. And here, look, there's a case where a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin sleeps with a eshet ish, and he's going to be chatzi kasher, chatzi mamzer. So what do you do? So Rav Amar said, that status is a function of his father's status. The father's status is a function of dini mamonot, and that's what creates this also. Rav Shechter said, no, that doesn't make any sense. But that was what Rav Amar tried to answer the question on him with. Okay, Shechter thing that wasn't so convincing. All in all, that's how Rav Amar responds to this issue. And he says, therefore, you go by the donor egg. Rav Vosner has a teshuvah that was published after he started this conversation of Amar, and Rav Amar spends a teshuvah saying Rav Vosner is incorrect. Good. That's the basics of what Rav Amar said yesterday. You should know, the shoel in the question is Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim. In Shema Shlomo Chelechet, Ebenezer Simon Aleph Ben and Gimel, they're all teshuvot to Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim. So it was very appropriate that he got up here and said this over, but he didn't say the Rebbe's name. The Gemara says in Berachot that Tifilat Arvid Rishut, Tifilat Arvid Chova, a Talmid came and asked the question, and he made a whole ruckus, a whole machloket. He caused a whole machloket between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. And the Gemara says at the very end, that Talmid was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Ben Yishchai says, the Gemara didn't want to say it in the beginning, because it would be a chutzpah to say, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai caused this whole machloket. So Rav Amar left out Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim. But the truth is that this whole thing is 30 years old. The Garzan of Zalman Nechemiah holds that you go by the surrogate mother, not by the egg donor. And it's been a big machloket. Apparently, I saw online that Rav Amar's teshuvah, when he started getting involved in this, was actually turned the tides. It used to be that everybody felt that you go by the surrogate mother. When Rav Amar got involved in this, he shifted the scale to people thinking more you go by the donor egg. Nowadays, not only is this a problem, we have many, many other many, many other questions that are really complicated, such as uterine transplants. The Chachamim have been talking about this, Baruch Hashem, for at least 10 years. You take a woman, one in 5,000 women is born without a uterus. And then some women's uterus doesn't work. And then some women get a, from the beginning. And then some women get a disease, and then their uterus stops working altogether. Or they run out of eggs. So can you take a total uterus, or parts of a uterus from one woman, either alive or dead? Sometimes women nowadays don't want to have kids anymore, but even when they're young, so their uterus is still good. So they'll donate their uterus, put it in another woman, it'll start working, and last year, two babies were born, thanks to this $500,000 procedure. It's still a clinical study, so it was free for them, and it's tremendously difficult, all the hormones and other things, and surgeries, not pashut. But before it even happened in science, the Torah had what to say about it. It's still a big machloket, and there's a lot to discuss. But you see how, from this conversation, you can't just learn Yivamot and know all the halachot in Yuchasin. You have to know Zra'im Kold. I told you three Rambams. There's at least two more. Because this is Nogea to Shevi'it. It's Nogea to Ma'asrot, to Terumot. To all of Mitzvot Tzuyah Ba'aretz, this idea of Gidulim makes a difference. And if you want to use it as a mashal, you have to be holding in all of it. And you see how Gedolei Yisrael, when they want to answer real questions, have to be completely, completely fluent in the entire corpus and canon of halacha. And how sometimes people get up and they don't know what they're talking about. They only know one Gemara, they know two Gemaras, and they try to say something, it doesn't work. But you have people like Rav Amar, Rav Ovadia, Rav Eliyashu, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Garzen. People who really know what they're talking about really can use the entire, all of their knowledge in order to come to a real conclusion. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen. Yeah, and if it's still not clear, I spent an hour last night at least, and an hour yesterday afternoon going through this to make sure I got it. I thought I got it in the afternoon. I looked at my notes again last night. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And I spent like 20 minutes with Rav Yonah Reis going over it just to make sure I got it clear.
What was that point about Rav Chaim's next question?
Yeah, he was...
In that one question, it's saying...
In all three of those Teshuvot, it was through Rav Ben Chaim.
Which was three? He said,
what,
three times
again? He asked the question, he responded. Rav Eliyahu Ben Chaim asked, Rav Amar responded, and then there was a follow-up and another follow-up.
How about relative that did that?
Yeah, yeah, relative who did...
You send the egg to a normal mother, and the baby was born.
Surrogacy, yes.
So, you know, some opinions that it's said yet, other opinions
yeah. So you just do a tevilah just to be careful.
And I also have another friend that is the other way around.
The other way around. They took the baby.
They took the fetus.
Yeah. So there you do it. Rav Nechemia and Rav Ulig, I think it's like, you do a tevilah mechumra both times.
What does Rav Ben Chaim say about?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. Right. I guess he accepted Rav Amar.
So what, did he tell me that from when he's a baby?
No, when he gets older, you do like one, two, however old. I don't know what they do for gear cuts on these days. But when he gets a little bit older, you do a tefillah.
But he might still be considered, would he be good for a Kohen?
I think it probably depends on which one. It probably depends on which one. But I'm not sure. I looked in my notes. I remember him talking about it. I looked in my notes last night. I couldn't find it.
Why did Rav Amar skew at this?
Either it's because it's easy, because he's written a tissue about it, or because Rav Ben Chaim has spoken about it. Is the one who asked the question. I think it's more the former than the latter, but it's nice that it was also the latter. But, that's my thoughts.
Rav Amar
is always working on these types of things. Zraim is Rav Amar's specialty. Tishuvot, that's Zraim. Tuchalakim, the Kerem Shlomo, Tishuvot and Shema Shlomo. Amar loves Zraim. There's no question. I don't know. Like, yesterday he made it sound like he's not holding it. He really knows his Zraim. It's not a question.
It took me like 5 interviews. Like, no, this is sheer just about surrogacy. It's not like he's going to flip it. It's like a bad surrogacy.
Yeah, but he was very clear, but I got thrown off a little bit also.
Was he faking it when he was like, he didn't need to read it.
All right, Hashem.